I'd just like to share with people about the, what we missed last Saturday. We were going to be with Peter in this workshop. I've attended it. And we missed something. It was too bad that it was moved away because it was, it's a very special thing. And I wondered if people would like to hear about it a little bit. So the name of the workshop is the Sustainable Regions Cooperative Planning. And what Jana and Peter had done, and the Dreamcatchers supported it, and finally Avenir did too, was to bring four experts who have been doing something called cooperative planning for cities and for areas in all over the world, actually, but they're headquartered in Germany and UK. And the first thing they did was to share their presentations. So we had a presentation on eco cities so that we got a very clear picture of how far that's been developing and how it really is possible now to just build a city that is where all the recycling and the that is zero emission and completely, like, this is no longer a dream. This is just what is possible these days. And then we had two presentations by people who have been working for the last 10 years on involving the population in municipal or area planning. They had lots of pictures, and they had a very simple procedure in which the first, say if it's a city, the first 6 months, 3 to 6 months, is stimulating the people to give their information. So there's a team of people who will do that stimulation. So the governments, who usually that's who's hired. Usually they say it's private groups that bring them in, but then they're hired by the government to make this plan. And then, so they meet with all the big stakeholders. The governments, the big industries, the business, the politicians, the heritage, you know. And then they begin to widen and to meet with all the citizen groups and also inarticulate citizens. They reach out. And they're brought into the picture. And then they call hands-on planning sessions, HOPs, in which people are brought, who have or have not, at least have heard about this process, and they are sitting at tables where there are maybe 8 people around, and maps of layered maps, actually, with as much information as possible, of what it is that we're planning. And then people discuss it. And all that information is being constantly digested by the team. I forgot the one thing. The first one is where they get everybody together and they have 3 boards. Problems, dreams, solutions. So first everybody puts up their problems, the problems that are facing the planning process and the planning itself, and then the dreams, and then the solutions. They were amazed at how many dreams and solutions we get, almost as many as problems. And then the professional team takes all that information and digests it and feeds back a draft plan. And I, you know, in that process, I realized what professional means in a special way. Like in Oroville, I think we're sort of ambivalent about it because it tends to mean maybe to us that it's people who work for money, you know, that are professional and they're, and sort of not much related to what we care about. But yeah, I could see in this process, essential is professional in the best sense of the term. That is somebody who's trained, highly trained, and committed to doing a good job, and not interested in all the interests of the people that they're facilitating, and that how essential that is in a planning process. And also these 3 people that were there to facilitate, they really embodied it. They're very friendly, very open. It was very, very nice to be in their presence. We were at there, we weren't talking about Oroville, we were talking about the region. And it was interesting how Orovillians, like in the feedback, were really stuck on Oroville. A lot of the feedback about the problems were problems that were facing in Oroville, not in the region. But still, and I noticed the Pandi people were the same. There were a lot of people there from Pandi. And the governor of Pondicherry has came to inaugurate it, which is a very significant thing, because Pondicherry is actually seated between the Tamil Nadu district of Cuddalore and the Tamil Nadu district of Vilippuram and Cuddalore. And unless we can get those governments to cooperate in the planning process, it's going to be a terrible mess. Pandi has all these amenities because it's a central government union territory. And Cuddalore and Vilippuram are the poorest districts in Tamil Nadu because they're sort of at the edge, nobody really cares about them. So we're facing an interesting situation, which it is possible, like the people in Pondicherry, we have, I'm getting into the content now here, but just to give it a little bit of meat and flesh, like there's the largely ashram people, but not fully, who are part of an organization called Pandi CAN, Pandi Citizens Action Network. And they've already effectively stopped the building of this, at least they've got a stay on the building of the port in Pondicherry, which would have further eroded our beaches, and which is ridiculous because there's another port coming out, you know, just 15 kilometers down Pondicherry. And they're very active. We met them in Delhi also, so they're active, and there's every chance actually that we might be able to have Pondicherry, for instance, hire these guys to come and teach. What I see is that they would come sort of a nucleus and teach a lot of very, very capable people that would come probably from Chennai in order not to be interested, you know, to have professional neutrality, to become a team that would actually, because to do a regional plan, it probably take a year. But it takes a year in which some people would have to be fully into it. Fully, that would be their full-time job. Another problem we have in Oregon, besides being interested, nobody's ever full-time. So there's this interesting thing going on, and the presentation of all, because we had the presentation of how it's been done, and then we had the experience. We went through a hands-on training process, planning process. And right now, the people are actually sitting over at Yanni's house in Madaga, not sitting, probably running around and typing and reading everything and putting it all together with their professional expertise into a presentation, which they'll present Monday. The exhibition opens at 2, at 3 is the presentation as far as I know. In the town hall. But the presentation is what you want to see.
And what's the exhibition?
Of all the maps. And, and it probably, my guess is that there will be a... we did the region, so that's sort of roughly Marathanam to Jindivanam to Kadal, to... It could include Kiranamalai sometimes. I mean, we actually defining the region is another thing that has to be decided. And then Kadal. So... check the timing, because it got confused. Some were saying 2, some were saying 3. So probably there will be a mass announcement for but I highly recommend it. It was a wonderful experience. For those of us that are interested in collective intelligence as a term, it was really a chance to touch into that. Like when people are there and facilitated to focus on planning for the future, the best in everybody comes out. And there's a constant lesson being learned, because you're at every moment you're noticing you don't know everything. And other people have other very important pieces that are all essential for coming to a good conclusion. And nobody has to lecture you about that or morally point it out. You just get it. That being part of a team, part of a multifaceted approach to something is the only thing that can work.
Do you know something about the you know something about the venue for the Savitri region on Wednesday and Thursday night at ILC? Is it at ILC?
Yeah, I know that. Let's see, I think Ruth will know.
I know Ruth will know. She told me, but she wasn't sure about
whether it's Verite Hall or ILC.
Yeah, and I was hoping it would be the ILC.
Yeah, I think the first night it's ILC.
It'd be better if it's in there.
Well, the thing is, there are other things scheduled, and it went back and forth, and I can't remember now. I'm sorry.
Okay, so
anyway, you come to Verite and be directed.
So on Wednesday and Thursday at 8 o'clock, I'm going to give a reading of Savitri. So if anybody's interested in a mantric reading of Savitri, 8 o'clock, Verite, Wednesday night and Thursday night. It's for a group that has requested it from Canada, but there are only 15 people, so there will be plenty of space.
They've all been prepared by me. I told them the story of Savitri, and I told them about mantric, and I told them about you are very special to see that.